If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is Little Knickers, written and read by Molly Moore.
Quick note before we begin, this is a sexy trilogy of stories about knickers. Story one in the trilogy contains some elements of consensual non-consent.
Pink. He pushes me face down on the bed. A hand reaches up under my skirt and grabs at my knickers, drawing them down over my thighs. He leans his body into mine, one hand between my shoulder blades and the other roughly pushing into the wet folds of my cunt. He laughs at my attempts to twist away. I love it when you fight, he growls into my ear. His fingers vanish from between my legs, and I curse the treacherous response of my body as my cunt immediately aches for their return. But I can feel him fumbling between our bodies, and I know that he is using that one free hand to unbuckle his belt and then unzip his trousers. He presses himself into the heat at the top of my thighs, but my little knickers, still firmly wrapped around my knees, are holding my legs just that bit too much together. He steps back and drags them down my legs and off over my feet. I use that moment to clamber up the bed away from him. He grabs my ankle and drags me back into place. He is quick and determined. Kicking my legs apart, he buries himself into my cunt. Fuck you, I growl at him. No, he chuckles into my ear. Fuck you. And he forces the delicate pink lace panties into my mouth, saying, and that'll teach you to swear at me, whore. He leans his body over mine, pinning me down, and grabs at my wrists just in time to stop me from pulling the panties from my mouth. Go on, whore. Fight me. That's it. Squirm and wriggle. It feels so damn good when you do that. And I growl into the damp material stuffed into my mouth. Red. The platform is not empty, but it's not busy either. A couple of the seats are taken. A lady sits in one reading her book, and an elderly gentleman who appears to be lost in thought sits in the other. We are standing down towards the end of the platform, furthest from the steps. There is one man standing just off to the side of us. I am barely aware he is there until you speak. Take off your panties. My head snaps up from my phone and meets your gaze. It is unwavering. There is no smile or softness to it. What? I stammer. Take off your panties. You say it slower, but slightly louder the second time, and out the corner of my eye, I notice the man shifts slightly. I glance over at him. He is looking directly at me, but when he sees me look, he turns his head back to look down at his phone, but I know he is listening. If he was a cat or a dog, his ears would be pricked up now in anticipation of what they might hear next. Please, I whisper. You raise your eyebrows at me. A little shiver of apprehension travels down my spine. I know that look. It means determination. Do not defy me. Do you really want to do this the hard way? I glance back at the man who is still expertly faking looking at his phone, but I am sure he has taken a couple of small steps closer to us. All the better to hear us, I guess. I take a deep breath. Close my eyes for a moment just to let it all sink in, and then I look back at you as I reach up under my summer dress and tug at the red satin knickers that are encasing my cunt and arse. They slide down over the curve of my bottom, but somehow they wrap around themselves between my thighs, and I'm forced to reach up the front of my skirt and tease them apart. I can't bring myself to look at the man, but I can feel his eyes on me, and the thought makes my cheeks burn with embarrassment. Finally, they slide down round my ankles, and I bend down and retrieve them. You hold your hand out, and I deposit the little bundle of red material into your hand. Your eyes never leave mine, as you turn them over in your hands looking for the gusset. When you find it, you run a finger along the damp material, and then lift them to your face and breathe in. I glance round at the man now. He is staring at you, and I can see the outline of his erection pressing up against the front of his trousers. We all get on the train together when it arrives. The only remaining seats are three in a row. I go to sit on the end, but you indicate to the other seat which places me firmly in the middle of you and our voyeur. As the train pulls away, your hand slides slowly up my thighs and disappears under my skirt. White. She wears little white cotton panties beneath her too short skirt. Every time she bends down, you get a little glimpse of that pure white material running up between her thighs. You want to reach out and touch her there. You wonder if you'll feel her heat through the cotton, and if you pressed into her, would she be wet? There is something about those knickers, with that skirt and those socks and the little sneakers, that makes you want to do very bad things to her. To strip her of her innocence and teach her what it is like to be with a man. She glances over her shoulder at you, a quizzical look in her eye as if she is trying to work out what is in your mind, followed by a knowing little smile. She flips up the back of her skirt as she walks away from you. You vow to teach her a lesson when you finally get her home. If you enjoyed this, you can find more of my work on mollysdailykiss.com and hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.